Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. You can always find everything we do here at the Keystone Sports Network on our website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Or better yet, if you don't have it, you're not doing it right, get our app, Keystone Sports, from the App Store on your phone. There you can get all of our podcasts. You can get them all at our website. And you can ask your questions for our upcoming Ask Ross segment on our app. Just go to the Ask Ross tab, submit your question. You could be a winner from the guys from 409tailgateclub.com. Welcome in, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. As always, we got a full hour of Penn State football for you. I'm Andy Shea. Joining me here in the studio, live and in person, is Bob Flounders. He is a Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. Mr. Flounders, back from State College. Mm-hmm. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I mean, you mentioned it. I'm back from State College. It was one of the bigger spring practice availabilities I could ever remember, just because of the news that we're going to get to several times during this show.
Yeah, we got plenty to talk about. We're usually a three-cylinder engine, but we're down a cylinder this week again. Our own Ross Tucker, you love him. He's on another assignment, and he won't be joining us this week. So just to let you know, Ross will be back.
I'd like to think of us as
week.
A four-cylinder engine.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now you're going to get me not paid again this week, because I'm sorry, Jim Galante, our boss. We're a four-cylinder engine. I apologize. I'm sorry.
And if you think about Monday, it's like more like a six-cylinder, right?
Yeah, Monday's a full metal jacket.
All right, anyway.
All right, we're going to kick off with some news and notes. Quarter two is Bob's spring practice update. Guess what that's about. Ask Ross, with guest expert Bob Flounders taking your questions. That's brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. That powers our third quarter, and we're going to close out with making the case. All I'm going to say is stick around for that, because it is a doozy. So let's start for some news and notes before. First of all, let's get out of the way. Tommy Stevens is staying at Penn State. We're going to talk about that in quarter number two. So let's leave that one off the table.
But also, Tommy is not 100% healthy. That's another tease.
Tommy's on a cart. Tommy's got a big old boot on, and he's riding around on a cart.
In case anyone's been not really, they've been busy traveling, or they didn't see the pictures or the stories. There's a couple things to talk about, a lot of things to talk about with Tommy. He's also not really practicing right now, but we'll get to that a little bit later.
Yeah, and if he's injured, we don't know what the heck happened. So what does it matter anyway? But the cart and the boot are dead giveaways.
Don't put the cart before the horse, Aisha. Let's go.
So earlier this week, you guys, the Penn State beat writers and the media had access for practice. In addition to the Tommy Stevens, James Franklin spoke, talked about how spring practice is going. What are they, about a quarter of the way through?
A little bit more.
33%, a third of the way through.
I think they're starting to get right into the meat of it with some scrimmages and stuff like that. Right. There's already some guys that are a little dinged up. So, yeah, it's definitely, they had to be, the weather has not been all that cooperative early in spring. They were in Haluba Hall, and the forecast, I think maybe next week will be a week where maybe they can get outside.
So were there anything that you had as takeaways? I listened to James speak for 15, 20 minutes. Yep. I had a few things I thought we'd bring up, but I would let you have what you thought first and what stuck out to you.
Yeah, so I think James kind of checked himself yesterday and caught himself, because every time we have an availability, the first or second question is about Micah Parsons. It just is, and it's not just, you know, the Penn Live Patriot News guys asking. Everyone is fascinated by this kid. He's wearing number 11. When you see him in uniform, he looks absolute like he's going to play this year. It's just a question of when he's ready, and he's going to be ready very soon. But, you know, he asked about Micah, and he caught himself. He said, you know what, when we talk about Micah, you know, he's doing well, but the guy he hasn't mentioned yet is Ellis Brooks.
Yeah, well, Ellis Brooks he brought up yesterday.
Ellis Brooks is a redshirt freshman, and he said he's ahead of those guys because he's already had a year in the system. He does have the size to play. Ellis Brooks, I think, if the fans don't remember, he was a late addition, I believe, to the 2017 recruiting class. They thought they were in on somebody, but Brooks was always kind of like Penn State. I think he's from Virginia. Yep. A lot of people had him as kind of a composite four-star guy. Some people did. Redshirted last year. You know, they got to find six linebackers. I would think he's definitely – do they really want to play three true freshman linebackers? I doubt that.
No.
But
I think Ellis Brooks is a guy you're going to hear about. The other thing, Andy, is you know, he kind of anointed Brandon Polk as the slot guy last week, saying it's kind of his job to lose. He's a veteran high school teammate of Trace's, but he also mentioned that KJ Hamler is a guy that when they get him the ball, he's a wild player in terms of he can make people miss,
right.
And he's a big play threat. So I don't think I do think they're trying to see if Hamler can help them this year.
Well, he said that Polk is his guy, but they need him to step up. I mean, I thought James made it crystal clear in his availability. He said, we need him to step up. It's a big spring for Brandon Polk. We really need him to be the player that he's developed himself into.
Yeah, so when he says that for the fans, there's a hidden meaning there, because he said that before about Christian Campbell. And what he's saying is Brandon Polk has to stay healthy. Because they gave him a medical red shirt, I think, in 2016. He's probably 160 pounds. But that's who they recruited.
Soaking wet.
He got hurt a couple of games in. Right. And I think it was a shoulder. So the danger of exposing a player like that to a lot of snaps is he is more likely to get hurt if he gets rocked. I mean, Trace McSorley, God bless him, he's taken some vicious shots at 200 pounds, and he just keeps getting up.
Yeah.
But most people don't.
Right.
So it's good to have a couple of Brandon Polk-type players that you can trust. And I think KJ Hamler is a guy that they want to see if anything happens to Brandon, they can trust KJ.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network, on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43. When it comes to Penn State football, we've got you covered. We're kicking off our show with quarter number one this week. Some news and notes. We're talking pretty much exclusively about James Franklin and what he mentioned in terms of Penn State as they're about a third of the way through spring practice. One thing I thought was very interesting, there's a couple things I thought that were interesting if you listen to James closely. He talked about Clifford getting more reps. That's obvious with Tommy Stevens out. But he dropped a little caveat, was ever since – quote, first time since we've been here that we're three deep at quarterback that are available to play. In other words, 1, 2, 3, he's kind of thinking we could go three deep if that was the case and out of necessity through injuries, that we would not be in a bad spot if we had to go down to number three. And he said, I think all three guys can play at this level right now. And you know Trace can.
Yeah.
You're pretty sure Tommy Stevens said it. He's saying, I feel pretty good about Sean Clifford as a third option. I thought that was kind of revealing.
This is why it's a huge spring for Sean Clifford. He needs to get through it healthy. He needs to show he can run the offense competently. He needs to show in scrimmages maybe he can do some things against maybe Penn State's first team defense. He's got to be able to make some plays with his feet. If Penn State – remember last year, Penn State, one of the things they stressed was we've never identified –
The third quarterback. Yeah,
which told you all you needed to know about Jake Zemback.
Right.
But the importance of it is if they can trust Clifford, they can use Tommy as a chess piece.
Even more.
They can use Tommy as a chess piece at different positions, knowing that if he gets hurt, you know, if something happens to Trace, then Sean can run the
offense.
You've got
Sean Clifford.
And that's, I think, really what he's trying to tell the fan base and the media. It's important to have a number three guy if your number two guy is going to be a Swiss Army knife.
I would expect you to see a ton of Sean Clifford in when Penn State fans can get their look at the spring game. Because you already know what you have in Trace. You don't need to do. Right now, Tommy Stevens is on a cart with a boot.
Yeah.
You kind of know what you got there. So I would think that, you know.
Should be. I just remember 2 years ago, I was so excited, or 3 years ago, I was so excited to see Trace and he had like mono.
Yeah.
James didn't tell anyone. And the blue-white game was awful because it was, I think.
I remember. They had
Billy
the gray
Fessler
on the offensive
and guys
lineman.
Like that. And they're all great players. But, I mean, it just was a buzzkill.
They barely had enough offensive linemen that year, too, to have
so
two offensive lines. It was crazy.
I do hope that Sean Clifford gets to throw the ball 30 times in the spring game. And I just want to see the arm strength. I want to see how he can maneuver. I want to see how he can sense the rush. I mean, they're not going to hit him. But I do think that Sean Clifford's development this spring is one of the bigger storylines that people need to realize, because I think of what they want to do in the fall when all three are healthy.
Right. Yeah, no, I think the quarterback position in the spring, and it's almost the perfect scenario in terms of if you're any program, but for Penn State,
And so he's in year five, and this is really the first time. It's taken him that long to catch up.
And he's recruited the quarterback position extremely well, but it's taken him 5 years to catch up.
You know whose fault it is? It's that Michael O'Connor's fault. That Michael O'Connor, if he had just stayed the course, this could have been the case 2 or 3 years ago. But State Paddy's Day happens, things get said, people leave the program, and it's taken him this long to catch up.
Yeah, well, look at what the Jake Cooper, you know, injured and a little bit of a maybe a miss there. Look at the impact that's having on the middle linebacker position, and generally speaking, the linebacker core as a whole. But he's on another nugget I wanted to drop in on you was just listening, and he was talking, and this was literally a drop in line. He didn't go into any depth or detail, but at one point towards the end, he dropped in, "This is the strongest offensive line we've had since we have been here." Mm-hmm. Boom. Nobody followed up on it, but it was just a drop in when he was talking about quarterbacks and everything. He just dropped that in there. And that, if you read the James tea leaves, that tells you something, right? It told me a lot that he dropped that in there like that.
Yeah, well, and it's part of it is because they've missed on some players early. They had some guys in the first class. Brendan Brosnan was one. A couple guys, Chance Sorrell, they felt good about. Never really amounted to anything. I'm going to say it. Sterling Jenkins, they felt good about him. And he's entering, you know, I think his fourth year at Penn State. And
he's
just not – you just don't see him on the field. But he's recruited so well the last couple of years. And I think they really like Miranda and Thorpe. And they hit a home run with Will Fries. And a guy that really no one talks about that's kind of been a stabilizing presence has been Chaz Wright. I think they're pleasantly surprised by what they've gotten out of Chaz Wright, because he's been able to play tackle
and
not get overwhelmed. So yeah, now they have probably 10 guys they really like, and you just look at what they were doing yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Do they show a rotation
they did. I do think just kind of looking at it, I think Steven Gonzalez is going to be one of the five.
At left guard. Okay.
Will Fries is going to be one of the five. Connor is going to be the center, and he's just going to have to decide. So are you going to sit Chaz Wright and play Ryan Bates at right tackle, and put Mennett at right guard? Or are you going to start Chaz Wright, and are you going to put Bates at one of the guard spots? So I think that's one of the things. I think they really like six guys.
Right.
And they're only going to play five.
You can only play
five.
So
what do you do? I think that's what it's going to be. Mennett's close. I think he's really close.
He's looking better.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he has to stay healthy too. But and the last note before we get out on this one is, this tells me more about Ryan Bates, that they can figure out their best five by using him as either right tackle or right guard chess piece. And that just shows you the value of that kid overall. That's just my two cents, that you could look at him when you're trying to figure out and use him as a chess piece. So, all right, that'll do it. Quarter number two is coming up next. We are going to talk about Tommy Stevens. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.